John Brown misses the sounds of his barber shop. Setting up his customers on the maroon leather chairs, talking to the regulars.
Brown has owned Joe Black Barbershop in Pearland, Texas since 2008. He runs it with his wife and son.
It's more than a haircut. The barbershop gives you a place to come in and just relax. You might be going through some things, or you just may need some alone time.
But these days, the blinds are closed. The doors are shut for now.
There's no money coming in. A lot of barbers don't know what to do right now.
The coronavirus outbreak has left his five barbers out of work. And John's family has lost so much more. Back in February, his mom called from her home in New Orleans, and she told him she wasn't feeling right.
She told me that I'm cooking, but I don't taste anything. I don't smell anything.
They didn't realize that it was a sign of COVID-19. Doctors ran tests, and she was sent home after going to the ER twice. A few days later, Brown got a call from his mom's husband.
He said, I tried to bring your mom to the hospital, but I can't lift her up because he said she's so weak to where she can't even talk. Then they told her her results came back that she had coronavirus.
So an ambulance took her to the hospital and she was put on a ventilator. Brown decided to go to New Orleans to be with her while her doctors waited out the night. And then her condition improved. She started breathing on her own. She was lucid. And she called him.
My mom said, hey, son. I love you, son. I said, I'll be there. I'm coming down there. I'm going to see you when I get there. I'm coming down there. The next morning, the doctor called us and told her that my mom didn't make it. My mom passed on the 27th of March. And 4 days ago, it just hit me all at once. And I just cried myself to sleep. Because me and my mom, we were close. She called me every day. She was my everything. Yeah.
Hey, son, I'm just calling you hard at you. Give me a call later on. Love you.
I thank her every day. When she was here, I think all the time. She was like, son, I'm so proud of you. When she was here, I was like, it's all because of you.
All the way back to his college days when he opened his first barber shop in her living room.
The barber chair, I had the mirror, I had a little fish tank for entertainment. She always said, if you're going to do something, do it right or don't do it at all. I'm still going to be here to continue on making her proud.
That was John Brown remembering his mom, Gwendolyn Hayes, who was 61 years old.